Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And our next guest is involved with an event that is running throughout this week and which invites communities to join together to talk about God in a real and a living way. The event is done through a retelling of Christ's story, and it attempts to live the passion today as if it were happening right now. So on the line now to tell us more, we have Sister Bernie Murphy from the Living Passion event. You're very welcome to the show this morning, Sister Bernie.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Now, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about the event? It's led by Vine Group. Tell us about Vine Group. Who are they?
Well, the Vine Group started roughly about 10 years ago at the inspiration, if you like, of Father Frank Heron, who was the then parish priest. And we had a meeting to discuss how to make our parish more lively and the community in general. So Joe is our leader. Joe decided with Frank that he would form a little group, and together we would try to organize, to begin with, a Tezé-style Mass, or Eucharist, which would give people who wanted a quiet, reflective type of Mass, give them the opportunity once a month to have that. That began, and it took a little struggle to keep it going, but now it's up and thriving and it's taking place in 4 or 5 parishes.
Lovely, lovely. Can you tell us about the Living Passion event? This sounds very interesting.
Yeah, the Living Passion, again, is an initiative of Joe. We were talking about how to make the Passion of Christ or the life of Jesus more applicable to our ordinary everyday lives. And the idea was to get a number of people together who would be willing to share their experience of seeing God in their own lives. And, of course, it didn't have to be an extraordinary event, because the whole idea is to remind us that God is living in our lives, in every event that happens, in people we meet, in things that we expect to happen and things we don't expect to happen. Mm. He is present, if only we have the eyes and the ears to hear.
That's so true. Can you tell us what your role as a witness in this event is?
Well, the role of the witness was really to explain or just recount an experience they had of seeing God present in their lives, acting in their lives. And it's so empowering for other people, because when you hear someone talking, you say, oh, maybe that's what was happening in my life. You know, you see similar events.
Absolutely.
So it's really to help others to discover, along with ourselves, of course, how God is present.
Lovely, lovely. And so the events have been running this week, and will they be running today as well?
Today is actually the last day and is the highlight of the whole week. We're starting off around about 11:15 in St. Mary's Priory in Tala Village. And Jesus is going to appear before the Sanhedrin. That would have been his first step, if you like, on the way to Calvary. Then round about 11:45, we move up to Balrothery, St. Angus Church, where Jesus appears before Pilate. And then round about 2:30, we go to St. Kevin's Church in Kilnamanna, where Jesus is brought before King Herod. After that, depending on the time, it'll be round about 5-ish. We go back to Angus's, where Christ will be condemned by Pilate. And then in St. Angus's, we'll be joining together for the Stations of the Cross. Later on, around about 7:30, we go to Bohnabrina Cemetery, where we'll have a prayer service with all the witnesses and the people present for the faithful departed. And then we finish off in St. Anne's Church, Bohnabrina. We will have prayer around the cross. So it is going to be a lovely event, and it really helps one to get into the spirit of the last days of Jesus.
Wow.
On his way to Calvary.
That is so cool. I can't think of another word. That is just amazing. I love it that it moves, and so it's like the whole day, and you're kind of walking along the path with Jesus and the different things that happened on Good Friday. What a great idea.
Yes, it really is. Last night we were down in the Priory Garden. I don't know if you know it. and it was raining. It was a little bit cold, but we gathered there, and it was such a moving event because you were in a garden, which of course is where Jesus was, and we were singing and praying, and it was so such a deep experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there at the foot. They have a lovely cross there in the grounds, and we had that high lit by candles. It was just a lovely event. So we're all set now for today to go on the last mile, if you like.
Wow.
With Jesus.
Wow. Sister, tell me, how many years have you been putting this on? How many years have you been doing this? How many years have you been doing the Living Passion event?
Oh, this is the first year.
The first year. What's the reaction been to it?
Oh, great. Absolutely wonderful. Anybody who has been involved, they've been most enthusiastic. And many people, in fact, most people, even though there were notices up and posters all over the place, most people came along because someone had said to them, hey, have you heard this? This thing is going to happen. Come along and see what it's like.
Mm.
So we were really very delighted with the number of people who showed up. It was very encouraging.
Well, I'd love to see this continue. I hope it continues next year. It sounds like an absolutely really thought-provoking event. I just love the idea of being able to kind of enter in better to the whole idea of what's happening over Passion Week. It's a great idea. Thank you for coming on this morning and telling us about it.
All right, Jackie. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's Sister Bernie Murphy from the Living Passion event. What an absolutely amazing idea.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.